Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to Inspired to Pray. It's truly an honor to be in prayer one more time, y'all. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way. Come on. I hope that you, before you said good morning to anybody else, that you said good morning, Jesus. Come on, somebody. I'm just learning the importance of pausing and doing that. Listen. The Lord told me to pray for strong friends today. So we're going to pray for your strong friend. Maybe you the strong friend. Maybe you the strong person in the family or in your circle. God wants you to know that He is your refuge and your strength. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And let's talk about what is trouble. It's not just those things that are on the outside. It could be inside. It can be spiritual trouble that's tormenting you. It can be manifestations of depression. It could be anything that's troubling you. Okay? The Bible reminds us He's an ever-present help in that time of trouble. Amen. And so I want you to be encouraged. Lord, He's so faithful. He says all these things, the mountains could be crashing and the earth could be fading away, but I'm there. I want you to know, strong friend, that you can go to Him. And listen, if you are that strong friend, I want you to know that God is your refuge. And I know you know that, but sometimes I just want you to really think about what that word refuge is. That's your safety. That's your hiding place. That's your place of safety. So you don't have to be afraid. He said, fear not. Okay, there is nothing in this world that God cannot handle for you. Don't allow the enemy to overwhelm you with the things that he calls trouble. Nothing is trouble to God. Come on, somebody. So anyway, our strong friend, let's pray. Most Heavenly and Precious Father, Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for waking us up and giving us the thoughts, the mindset, the idea to pray, Father. Lord, you said in your word that we pray every day, God. You said to pray without ceasing. So we thank you, Lord, for an opportunity again to come before your throne of grace and pray, God. Lord God, this morning we continue to ask you for forgiveness of anything we have done outside of your will, God. Help us to do what is right, Father God. Lord God, this morning we're praying for the strong friend, God. Maybe we are the strong friend, God. We're praying for those people who have to be strong for everybody else, Lord. And Father, on the inside there can be some things breaking down, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy that wants to break them down spiritually, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy that wants to speak to their spirit, Father, and bring them down to a place of no return, God. We bind the hand of the enemy right now that wants to keep them in the muck and the miry clay, Father God. We pray right now, God, that you will pull this strong friend up, lift them up, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray right now that you will lift them up as high as the eagle, Father, that we may soar over the issues that are going on in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, you said in your word, Father, that you, Father God, are an ever-present help in the time of trouble. You said that you are our refuge and our strength, Father God. That, Father God, we have no need to worry, no need to fear, Father God. No need to be concerned, Father God. Help us to take that inward, Father, instead of the worry and the fear and the stress and the trouble that the enemy wants to present before us, oh God. We know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you to do, God. For that strong friend, Lord, we're asking right now, God, that you would bring them to a place of peace, Father God, of gratitude, of thankfulness, oh God. We pray that you put in the strong friend spirit right now, Father God, that they are happy, Lord. Father, as Paul said, I think myself happy. Father God, we pray right now, God, that whoever the strong friend is, that they would step into their encouragement, Father, and encourage themselves, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for the strong friend, Lord, that they will begin to meditate on your word, God, and get strength in your word, God, and find refuge in your word, God. In the name of Jesus, peace in your word, happiness in your word, love in your word, support in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, then we also ask that you send people into our strong friend's life, Father God, including us. Maybe it is us that's the strong friend. Send people into our lives that can pour into us as well, oh God. Help us not to feel like we're alone in this, God. Help us not to feel like we can't ask for help, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to not feel like we're walking this road by ourselves, oh God, but help us to know that there are people that want us to survive, God, want us to make it out, want us to pull through, Father God. And Lord God, we ask that you would bring them people into our lives in the seasons when we need it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying for that strong friend, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper. We're praying for that strong friend, Lord, that Father, you will hold up to your word, God, that you said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. We pray for our strong friend that their hope be not deferred. We pray for our strong friend that, God, they will be able to see past all of the fog, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our strong friend that they will still be able to pray their way through. We pray for our strong friend that they'll still be able to get up and get going through the day, God. We pray for our strong friend that they can wipe the tears from their eyes, oh God, and look up to you, oh God. For you said in your word, I look toward the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Help us, Father, as the strong friend, or praying for a strong friend, that we look to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll just be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in all that we say and do, God. We pray right now, God, that you would help us to be sensitive to our strong friend, and that we will allow you to use us to bless them. And if we are the strong friend, like myself, help us to be able to open ourselves to receive who you send into our lives to bless us. And we thank you for this opportunity. Now, God, we pray for all of those connected to us, our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our loved ones, our significant others, our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our mentees, our nieces, nephews, and cousins, aunts and uncles, Father God, anybody divinely connected to us, we pray right now that you would cover by the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now that there'll be no need that is not met. We pray that, Father God, all that we stand in need of, you have already provided. And Lord God, we pray, Father God, that you would keep us safe, that you would keep our bodies well. And if we're going through anything in our bodies, we're praying for healing. We're praying for emotional stability and a sound mind. We're praying, Father God, that there'll be financial blessings and that we will not be in the negative. We pray that we will always have shelter. We'll always have love surrounding us. And we'll have everything that we need in this day. Until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, you all, thank you for coming in. I ask that you continue to lift me up in prayer, and all those that are dealing with some issues, some troubles, some concerns, some worries. And like we prayed today, pray for that strong friend. I'll see you next time in prayer.